Indiana's May primary didn't see a wave of ultra-conservative challengers ousting incumbent state lawmakers, despite a more concerted push on that front this year. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on Governor Eric Holcomb's reaction to this week's election results.
Many conservative challengers to Republican incumbents this cycle sought to channel anger among some voters over steps the governor took during the COVID-19 pandemic to help protect Hoosiers. That includes his early stay-at-home order and his mask mandate. Most of those challengers failed, but Holcomb was largely dismissive of questions about what those results mean for his standing at the statehouse. Still, pressed on whether the election bolsters the direction he has taken as governor, Holcomb noted that he faced his own election in 2020 amid that perceived anger over his actions.
Let's just review the facts. I ran a race. I received more votes than anyone that's run for governor in the history of this state.
Holcomb says his focus is on projects that unite Hoosiers rather than divide people. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.